Kinds of Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan, see Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Football coverage here on WSSP is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Again, head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Joining us now, he is Mike Renner. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Mike Renner _ NFL analyst for CBS Sports. And with Kyle Long, does the podcast Pushing the Pile. Mike, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first things first, let's get to this Packers team and what they've done so far, especially those last couple of weeks from Malik Willis. I know I've talked to you over the years when Aaron Rodgers was there and when Matt LaFleur was there, and there was always a question of just how good Matt LaFleur was because he had a Hall of Fame quarterback. I seem to think all of those questions now have been answered. He's really good.
Yeah, I'm right there in agreement with you. Hard to watch him dismantle the Colts and the Titans in back-to-back weeks and think otherwise, because, you know, for as good as Malik Willis, I thought he played in terms of not putting the ball in harm's way, you know, running when he had to. He had a lot of layups to move the ball down the football field and a lot of stuff that was schemed open, and especially what they did in the running game, you know, with Malik Willis having to get up to speed in that. It was, I mean, they just went all over, up and down the football field on both the Colts and Titans. I think I saw the stat, they had the most rushing yards for 3 weeks of any team since the 2019 Ravens. Like, that's just when you're in that kind of company with the team that broke the all-time rushing record that year, it's pretty impressive what he's doing.
I saw A.Q. Shipley bring this up the other day on the Pat McAfee show. He went back to Titans film when Matt LaFleur was the offensive coordinator for that year, and he was pretty much running a lot of that same stuff that he was running with Mariota with Malik Willis these last couple of weeks in Green Bay.
That's it. I didn't know that, and it's not surprising because he really featured the quarterback in the rushing offense for the first time ever, right? When you had Rodgers, when you had Love, it's like, yeah, they're mobile, but they're not threats. You know, you're not going to be scared of them on a read option play. With Malik, they were. And it was a true weapon to that offense. And so, you know, it's what makes those guys so dangerous. But to see a guy scheming like Matt LaFleur to, like, just have that in his back pocket when it wasn't even the offense, right? It wasn't even anything they've done with Love or with Rodgers. That means that guy knows football.
Going into this matchup with the Vikings on Sunday, it's going to be all about the Packers offense versus Brian Flores' Vikings defense that have been unbelievable through the first couple of 3 weeks or so of the season, getting pressure on the quarterback. Talk about what that Vikings defense brings and the problems it could present to this Packers offense.
Yeah, I mean, they're the most creative blitzing team in the NFL right now. Brian Flores, with his fronts and with how much he throws at opposing quarterbacks, they're just, you know, their heads are spinning. You watch C.J. Stroud just never comfortable in that pocket. They bring a lot. I do think, though, in some ways that they can be susceptible to big plays because of all that blitzing. And I think there's things that the Packers can do offensively that, you know, they really haven't seen with some of the offenses they've faced. So I don't think it's going to be the complete shutout that we've seen, you know, and them shut down offenses the first 3 weeks of that Vikings defense. But for Jordan Love, I mean, that's a test. That's going to be his first game back after 2 weeks off, if he does play. That's going to be a lot to put on his plate right off the gate.
What if it's not? What if it's Malik Willis? Do we finally see the Packers offense break with Malik Willis at quarterback if they have to play that defense with Malik Willis?
Well, I was actually thinking, like, a part of me was like, you know, if Love doesn't need to necessarily rush back because, one, how Malik played, but two, I think they're most susceptible in the running game, this Vikings team. They really haven't faced, you know, the past 2 weeks here, that true rushing threat at the quarterback, and where they've been susceptible is on the ground. They, with all those blitzes and with all those guys coming from everywhere, when that's the case, a lot of times your gap control in the running game can suffer. And we've seen, you know, the Packers offense really take advantage of that the past few weeks. And this offensive line been playing at a really, really high clip in the running game, to where I think a run first game plan is how I would attack the Vikings. I would try to win this game on the ground first and through the air second.
Wow. All right. Very good. What do you make of the Packers offensive line as it currently sits. I mean, these guys are pretty much all the same guys that were here last year. Sean Ryan was rotating at right guard throughout the season, and now he's been there every week with Jordan Morgan, the Packers' first-round pick, hurt. Rashid Walker has had his issues with penalties. What do you make of the line?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've seen development from all the guys you were hoping to see development from. You know, I think of the five, aren't four on their rookie contract still? And I think you've seen all four get better than they were a year ago, whether it's guys who are already proven, like Zach Tom at right tackle. I think he's playing at a Pro Bowl, so maybe all pro even level now this season, to Sean Ryan, who I think looks like their third best starter now on this offensive line from what I've seen. Wow. 3 weeks in, a true weapon in the running game. Easily their third best starter in terms of just pure run blocking. And Walker, for like all the penalties, and I think that's just something you're going to have to live with him, with how wide he carries his hands and how many times he gets outside his frame and grabs onto guys, he still gets the job done more often than not in pass pro. So, you know, he's at least serviceable at left tackle. So I've been very impressed and with just the cohesion you've seen from this offensive line. And they haven't even needed to throw Jordan Morgan to the fire, but when he has, truthfully, I mean, he's looked solid. It definitely doesn't look like if someone were to go down, he has to come in, that there will be any issues.
Let's talk about Aaron Jones a little bit. The Packers make the decision to spend more money to get Josh Jacobs than to save some money and get Aaron Jones. Jones took a pay cut the previous year. Then they really want him to take another pay cut. He said, no, I'm good. Goes to the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm seeing Vikings people tweet out the last couple of weeks, man, it's nice to have a running game again in Minnesota. So obviously he's made a big difference there. I would think that Jones has made a bigger difference probably to the Vikings offense than Jacobs has to the Packers offense.
That's fair to say, and I think that's 100% accurate, because you know what they were dealing with last year, and like Alexander Mattison and all they were throwing out back there, was pretty much bottom three, if not bottom one, running back room in the NFL. So anything's an upgrade. And Aaron Jones, I love Aaron Jones. You know, I'm not going to like say anything other than that guy's a stud, and he still looks like he's at the top of his game. You really haven't seen any drop off in play from him. It's just, I think the Packers traded for the injury risk, right? The fact that, you know, at Aaron Jones's age, given what he's gone through the past two seasons from an injury perspective, they just think Josh Jacobs is going to be more reliable on the field more. And you saw it, you know, in the playoffs and whatnot, with Aaron Jones just getting banged up and not being 100% at that point in the season. You can't afford that. So I think that's what they did in, you know, letting him walk and having Josh Jacobs come in. I don't think the Packers necessarily downgraded, but I do think the Vikings, Aaron Jones still looks pretty darn good.
He does. And what about Sam Darnold? Is this real? Because I'm struggling to think this is going to be the case all year long. I have to think at some point he regresses. I mean, there are only so many Geno Smith cases in NFL history.
Well, see, I don't think he's playing anything exceptional. I've been more impressed with the design of that offense and the fact that, again, they have this running game really humming to play complementary football with a defense that, like, it's not being asked to do much. And that's kind of what you want, you know, if you're an NFL team. You don't want to have to ask your quarterback to do a lot to win games. But I do think we're going to see the real Darnold come out when he is asked to do a little bit more. And even not getting asked to do much, he's put one in defender's chest pretty much every single game this season. So he'll give you opportunities. Packers need to obviously capitalize on those to win this game. But I'm with you that, you know, I think we're going to see the best Darnold we've ever seen. I think guys do get better over the course of their careers. And he has truly learned from all his stops. And he is at a situation that probably is the best we've seen for him. But that doesn't mean he's the guy we've seen these fast, that the staff he's put up these 3 weeks will continue on, and that he's going to throw, you know, 40 touchdown passes this season. I think we'll see him come back down to earth here.
Mike Renner, who do you like in this game?
It's tough. I think if Love plays, I do like the Packers. I think a lot of the Vikings' success defensively has not only been with these blitz packages, but those blitz packages at home in Minnesota where you have to silent count is really just, there's no answer for it, because guys like Harrison Smith, guys like Blake Cashman, they're veterans. They know how to time up blitzes when you have to go silent count. They're not going to get, they're really going to disguise those right until the last second. You can't really do that on the road. So I like the Packers, but it's going to be a tight one. This is really going to be a great litmus test for both these teams to where they really stand in the NFC.
One last one for you. How concerned should Bears fans be about Caleb Williams through the first 3 weeks after what everybody saw Jaden Daniels do?
I'm not concerned about Williams. He is truly a freakish talent, and like it was always going to be a learning curve with him, given like the USC offense, going to the NFL, his game has to change. I'm more worried if I'm Barry Sanders, just does he have the coaching staff to get him to change?
Does he have the offensive line?
Well, yeah, that's gonna get him to change his habits real quick in terms of hanging on the football. And if he doesn't, he's gonna get himself killed. But I do think just like, is he in a situation where they didn't develop him at all and put an offense around him that's gonna maximize it? I don't know. And if it were my guess, I'd bet there is a new staff in place next fall.
Oh man, that is never a workable situation when you have a quarterback dealing with multiple head coaches and coordinators over the first 2, 3, 4 years of his career. It just seemingly never works out.
Well, it was. Everyone said this last year, right? Like he saved his job by going on that mini run, but it was like the mini run was all defense. The offense still looked horrible, and it didn't look well coached either in terms of just like development. And I think we're seeing that come to fruition. It's like some guys don't have it, and unfortunately, I think the staff's in place right now. I'm not sure they have it.
There he is, Mike Renner, NFL analyst for CBS Sports. Check out the podcast. Really, really well done with Kyle Long, the Pushing the Pile podcast. Follow Mike on Twitter at @MikeRenner_. Mike, as always, a pleasure having you on. Appreciate it.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. There he is, Mike Renner, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan.